baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Jesus had just been baptized. He had just had the Holy Spirit descend on him like a dove. He had just heard a voice saying from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." And he's immediately led by that same Spirit into the wilderness where he's tempted by the devil. St. Teresa of Avila, Spanish mystic of the 16th century, supposedly once said of God, or to God, "If this is how you treat your friends, it's no wonder you have so few of them." And then there's the problem. This is Jesus we're talking about here. How can Jesus, the Son of God, be tempted? Well, sometimes we're maybe inclined to say, of course he didn't sin. It's easy when you're Jesus. Easy to be Son of God. But incarnation, becoming like us, that we might become like him, as the early church had it, like us, including temptation. Just as humanity has from the very beginning been tempted, and despite the kind of racy associations that the word temptation brings to mind, especially around Valentine's Day, it isn't really fun, real temptation. No, it's not. You think back to the account in Genesis of Adam and Eve, their disobedience in eating the fruit happens not because they're power hungry, but because the seeds of mistrust have been sown by the serpent. Mistrust of God. The suggestion is that somehow God isn't telling them something, that there's some sort of secret that they're on the outside of, left out of. It's often how it works, temptation. Mistrust, sowing division between God and humanity, or between humans. That we're somehow being left out of something. That there's a limited supply of whatever it is, and we need to get ours before someone else takes it. That's the insidious kind of temptation Jesus faced, that kind of not enoughness. "If you are the Son of God," says the devil. If you could do these things that others can't. So prove it. We face this kind of thing all the time, probably the most obvious in a certain kind of advertising, which suggests that we're somehow deficient. That we're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, popular enough, fill in the blank enough. That we're getting second best if we don't use the advertiser's product. But we can also do it to ourselves, our own anxieties and insecurities. Leads us to hold on really tight to what we have and suspect others are trying to take it away from us, or that the others are getting better deal. But Jesus trusted God. And Jesus knew his scripture. Remember his first public ministry in his hometown that we read a couple weeks ago, that actually comes after today's events. But he read from Isaiah. Good news to the poor, release to the captives, all that kind of stuff. Consider our reading from Deuteronomy today, that it is the first fruits that they are to bring and say, "My father wasn't wandering our land. We were wandering nomads. We had no land. We were the alien." So we bring the first fruits, not the leftovers, not the after everything else is said, but not what we can spare. We bring the first fruits and offer them because we were there. So Jesus knew the scripture. That's his religious background. And that's what he brings to bear on these temptations. himself of the God he knows from Scripture and from his own experience. To counter the suggestions that he could somehow do things for himself to prove his identity as God's beloved Son. The thing that's different about Jesus is he doesn't fall for that argument. If he's secure in that identity as the beloved one. And yet we can be too, because we are baptized into Christ. We're sealed as Christ's own forever, the adopted, beloved children of God. As the early church said, what he did not assume, he did not save. And that's kind of a trick, because what he assumed is everything that it is to be human, temptation and everything. Our sufferings, our temptations, all our struggles with those kind of temptations are made holy by adoption. We can rest in the knowledge that there is nothing that Jesus didn't go through first. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt. So God knows what it is to be human, personally. And there is nothing that can separate us from that will of God, which is in Christ Jesus.